So this is, I guess, a little bit of a rant, for lack of a better word.
I did.
I guess this is just a little bit of a rant, for lack of a better word. Basically, I installed Google Drive because I wanted to try it this morning on my iOS device as well as on my Windows machine and my Mac machine. Now, before I begin this rant, one thing I will say, and this is going to be a very brief rant, don't worry. Woo, that smells good. Got breakfast going downstairs, and I'm just headed on my way down as I speak. So at any rate, as I was trying to say, bear with me. Have we got any coffee?
Yes.
Nice. That'd be great.
You want some down 20?
I don't want any flavor, just regular.
That
what the other day?
The shipment I ordered.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so, as I was saying, I downloaded Google Drive to try it on the Mac and my Windows machine, as well as my iOS devices, including my iPhone.
Do you want that Folgers, or do you want the Blonde?
Which is stronger?
Folgers.
I'll do the Blonde, then. What type of creamer have you got? Okay, I'll do the I'll do a little bit of the caramel. But don't make it too terribly sweet. I forgot to bring my Equal down. Let me go grab it. Don't put any sweetener in it, okay? Huh? So anyways, I was downloading those onto my devices, and the first thing I must say is I was actually very impressed, I've got to say. You know, I really was. The apps are quite accessible on all three platforms. That really shocked me. To no ends, I must say, because most things with Google are not going to be very screen reader friendly. I didn't say that they're not going to be screen reader friendly at all. And of course, if you use Chromevox with Google Chrome, then you're really in good luck, because then it'll really work well, from what I understand. I'll be very honest, I've never used Chromevox, so I can't really vouch for that, but I know a lot of people who have, who claim that it does work quite nicely. Let's see. Where is my Equal dispenser? Here it is. This is really nice. I've got one of these little Equal dispensers that you basically, there's a little trigger on the thing with a little hole. And what you got is these little tablets. Each tablet equals one packet, basically, of Equal. And it's really teeny. You just put in your hand, and I mean it, yeah, it's just little tablets of Equal, as you could probably just hear rattling there. So, very, very nice. Anyways, excuse me, so, as I was trying to say, yeah, I was quite impressed, I've gotta say, I really, really was. Even without Chromevox and without using Chrome, just the apps themselves worked really good. The only real complaint that I really have with Google Drive? Well, there's a couple, but not very many. First of all, I kind of wish that they had made sharing files across using Windows as well as using OS X would have been easier. I did not see an option in my menus extra on Mountain Lion, nor for that mind in my Finder with the VO Shift M, nor for that mind in Windows Explorer when I hit the applications key, did I see an option anywhere to really share.
Where's the thing?
It's in my pocket. A folder or a directory for that mind, or a. No, I'll do it.
And you got a full glass of juice.
Okay.
Juice is up at 12 o'clock. Don't knock it over.
I'm not planning.
There's a fork you can stir your coffee with, and then you can use it for your potato cake thing.
Okay, whatever. Well, did you cut the cakes up?
No, I'll cut it up.
No, don't.
Oh, okay. Well, it's only one. Then you got to have a steak biscuit and a hot pocket.
Where's the coffee? The what type juice?
Cranberry.
Nice. Oh, this will do. I got it. You don't have to keep watching.
Stir it with it.
I will. I do this all the time, Mom. Anyways. So as I was saying and whatnot, you know, it was great. The only major thing that I could complain is that, like I was saying, I couldn't find a way to share files or folders, which kind of annoys me a little bit. It works great for sharing stuff through the app on iOS, but couldn't really find a way to do it elsewise, which, again, kind of annoys me a little bit. I wish that there was a way to work around that, but lamentably there isn't. Oh, I've got a Hot Pocket too. Nice. Oh. Mmm. Very good. Mmm. So, anyway, yeah, I don't know. That's the first complaint. The other thing is on the iOS version, I didn't like the fact that there's really not a lot of options when it comes to file types. Well, I mean, okay, there's a couple, but, and of course, you can expand it by getting other apps that will open. You know, the file types it doesn't know, but by default, well, I'll give you a perfect example. There was an uncompressed WAV file that I synced with my Google Drive account from my Windows machine, and then I tried to open it up on the Google Drive app on my iPhone. Well, it kind of sat there for a bit and said loading, and then it just popped up and said, this file type isn't supported, so. And frankly, how nice of it that it only took about 2 minutes before it told me that. So, yeah, not really that good in my opinion. But anyways, so on to my little rant that I was going to say. And again, I'll keep it brief, but I just wish that SynSpace would get their acts together and would oh, that's good cranberry juice. I wish that they would get their acts together a little more and would maybe not so much be like Dropbox, but maybe take some of their ideas, because I'm telling you, I think if they did, they would get a lot further than where they're at right now. You know, I'm not going to point the finger or quote any names, but a friend of mine and I were on the development beta team for a while for the Windows and Mac, actually both, SendSpace Wizard apps. Well, let's look at a couple of pros and a couple of cons here. One, you can't upload with the SendSpace Wizard unless you have a paid membership with SendSpace. Now, whether that be a pro account, actually, I don't even remember what all their plans are now. That's another thing. They are changing their plans up there almost constantly, so you never really know what's what. I think they did away with SendSpace Max, if I'm not mistaken. I think that all they have now, if I'm not mistaken, is the free thing, which you can upload, but you got to do it through the website. The other thing is, anytime that somebody downloads a link that you send them, it takes up from your bandwidth. Now, granted, your bandwidth is like 1 terabyte per year, I think it is. So it's not a small amount. But still, you don't have any bandwidth limits with Google Docs, nor do you for that much, not Google Docs, Google Drive, nor do you with Dropbox, as far as I know. Getting back to what I was saying with the beta team, I was on the beta team with another one of my friends. We wrote in comments about different bugs we were finding, different things we wanted to see included, etc. They never even once addressed any of them, hardly. Oh, and by the way, in the SendSpace Wizard, the recording that was made that says, you know, file transfer complete, and the other one that says transfer failed, you know, or whatever. Those recordings were actually done by yours truly. Yep, they were done by me. And if you're wondering why the transfer complete recording sounds so god-awful and sounds like it's been chopped off and edited, well, that is another story in itself. It was chopped off and edited, and not by my approval. That file did not sound that way originally. When I sent the developers the file, they went through and they middlemucked it and edited the thing without my permission. And then, secondly, I told them I would do it for them in the first place, but only if they would give me credit for it in the change log that pops up when you first open the program after installing it. Well, they did finally give me credit, but it took them probably 3 or 4 versions before they finally did. Their excuse was, we got bigger things on our plate to deal with. What's the point of giving you credit? I mean, they're kind of rude about it. So, you know, that's another reason why, frankly, me personally, what I tell people, I have so much stuff up in my SinSpace account right now that quite frankly, trying to re-upload all that stuff to Dropbox would take an eternity and a half. So, in that sense, I'm kind of at SinSpace's mercy. Because I don't want to take the time to have to re-upload all that crap again. If it wasn't for that, though, I would probably switch to Dropbox primarily. You know, Wait a minute. Pardon me, hold on. Sorry about that. I love how Dropbox works. I love the integration that it has between iOS, Windows, and the Mac OS X. I mean, I love the fact that they give you 2 gigs by default. You get 1 gig for every person you refer, since Space doesn't have a referral program that I know of. I like that Dropbox's prices are a little bit lower. That's always a good thing. I also like the fact that every year, it seems, they increase your bandwidth by 100 gigs if you're a paid member. You know, I had the Pro 100. Well, now, instead of having 100 gigs of space, I now have 200 gigs of space. And I'm not even being charged for that extra bit. That's just something that, for being a customer now for a year, they rewarded me with that 100 extra gigs, which I'm grandfathered in for life. And really, technically, I've actually got 250 gigs because of the fact that I've referred so many people to Dropbox that they upped me even further. So yeah, Dropbox is just, it's a very nice service. I like the fact that I can privately share files or publicly share them. Yeah, you can password protect things with SinSpace, but it's not the same. Those are kind of my pros about Dropbox and my cons about SinSpace. And for that, mind Google Drive. So, I think this rant's over, but I just think that SinSpace needs to maybe, and again, I'm not pointing fingers or calling names here, but just in general, I think they could do a little bit of a better job at the way that their infrastructure works and the way that they handle things. But again, that's one opinion of many. That's very subjective, but that's certainly my opinion for what it's worth, if anything. Anyways, you guys take care, and I'd be interested in your comments. Bye.